Welcome to the 425th episode of the Reading and Writing Podcast. Stay tuned for my interview with Aaron Kotacek, books editor at Amazon.com. Aaron is here to discuss the top 10 list of the best books so far in 2021. Stay tuned for the interview. Well, welcome back to the Reading and Writing Podcast. My guest today is Aaron Kotacek, books editor at Amazon.com. Aaron is here to talk about Amazon's top 10 list of the best books so far in 2021. Aaron, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sure. Well, we can talk about some of the individual books on the list, but I wonder if you could quickly run through the top 10 list for the listeners.
Absolutely. Our top 10 this year so far is our number one, our favorite book of the year so far is called Great Circle by Maggie Shipstead. Number two is Clara and the Sun by Kazuo Ishiguro. And number three is The Codebreaker by Walter Isaacson. Number four is We Begin at the End by Chris Whitaker. Number five is What's Mine and Yours by Naima Koster. Number six is The Four Winds by Kristen Hanna. Number seven is Punch Me Up to the Gods by Brian Broom. Number eight is Gold Diggers by Sanjana Sathian. Number nine is The Plot by Jean Hamp Korolitz. And number 10 is Chatter by Ethan Cross.
Great. Thank you. And just a note for listeners, I interviewed Jean Hamp Korolitz, author of The Plot, which you just mentioned on your list.
Yeah.
Listeners can check out that interview in episode 409. I'm curious, can you talk to us about the top book on the list, Great Circle by Maggie Shipstead? What can readers expect?
Absolutely. This is a really sweeping novel. It's about 600 pages, but those 600 pages just fly by. It's a tale of two women set apart by a century. One of them is a female aviator, sort of a la Amelia Earhart, which was an inspiration for writing this novel. And the other character is a Hollywood actress who is playing her in a biopic. This is summer reading season for readers who want an escape and something immersive that will transport you to different places. This novel delivers on all of those fronts.
That's great. Sounds like a great novel. The list is compiled by multiple editors at Amazon. I'm curious, do you have any personal favorites on the list?
My personal favorite is The Four Winds by Kristen Hanna. That's our number six pick. And it's set during the Great Depression. It's about this woman who moves her family west when the Dust Bowl drives them from their farm. And it was drawing comparisons to The Grapes of Wrath. And I thought, that's a really weighty comp. This one, it really delivers and it reads like a classic. And what I also really liked about it, and one of the reasons that she wrote it, was that she actually found a lot of parallels between that time in the country and today. Things were very charged. The country and the world right now is going through a lot of stuff, but we made it through. We come through it on the other end of it. So even though this is quite a serious book, it strikes a hopeful tone at the end of it. So that's, I think it's one of her best books. And Elsa, the heroine of this book, who's a very unlikely heroine, Kristen Hanna has said that it's the favorite character that she's ever written.
That's great. Can you talk to us about one of the nonfiction books on the list, The Codebreaker, Jennifer Doudna, Gene Editing and the Future of the Human Race by Walter Isaacson?
I love this one. Walter Isaacson, people are probably familiar with him because he's written these wonderful biographies of Steve Jobs and Leonardo da Vinci, Einstein, all dead guys. Jennifer Doudna is very much alive. She won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry in 2020. For this gene editing technology called CRISPR, and it has nothing to do with the compartment in your refrigerator. It's it's this technology that will allow us to cure diseases and fend off viruses, have healthier babies. But this is also a cautionary tale because, of course, technologies like this can also be abused. And so this book mines those moral complexities. So it's very fascinating, but it's also uncomfortable at the same time. But the thing I like about this too is that Walter Isaacson, anything that he writes about, he has this childlike wonder and enthusiasm for it. And it's really contagious. So this read, it's a really exhilarating read. I looked at the cover of it at first and I was like, but I love Walter Isaacson. So I was like, I'm going to read this. And it is a riveting read.
That's great. There's a memoir on your list, Punch Me Up to the Gods by Brian Broom. Can you tell us about this memoir?
Yes, this is about a queer Black boy who's growing up in Ohio in the 1980s. He eventually moves to Pittsburgh, and he's struggling to understand the impossible expectations that are put upon him by society and his family and his community.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's a brutal read, but it's really beautiful. And luckily, he leavens his story a lot with humor as well. But he actually started to write it when he was in rehab. And he talked about having this roommate who snored horribly loudly. He could not sleep. And he was like, you know what? I'm just going to start writing about my experiences as therapy, which they were encouraging him to do. And that was the bones of this book. And it's definitely our favorite memoir of the year so far.
That's great. We discussed Maggie Shipstead's novel, Great Circle, and Kristen Hannah's The Four Winds. Can you tell us about some of the other novels on the list?
Clara and the Sun is really haunting, really thought-provoking. Ishiguro, of course, wrote, I think this is his first book, I think, since he won the Nobel in Literature in 2017. And this kind of harkens to his earlier work. It's slightly futuristic, and most of it takes place inside the head of Clara, who is an AI. She's a girl robot who is created to keep teenagers from becoming lonely, basically. And it's interesting because he wrote this prior to the pandemic, but there are these themes of isolation that will be very resonant for all of us who have been through what we've been through the past year plus. And he uses this robot to reflect on what it is to be human. Because in many ways, Clara is a better human than the humans that this robot is trying to emulate. So it's really thought-provoking. If you're one of those people that is, it's both for readers of literary fiction, but there's also a science fiction element to it as well. So I'm not typically a science fiction reader, but I loved this book.
That's great. This list is being released at the beginning of June, and the idea of beach reads and summer reading is an integral part of many Americans and other places' summer experience. Do you have any favorite beach reads from years past that come to mind?
I'm like one of those weird people that I think when you ask somebody what their beach read is, everybody has a different definition of that. And for me, the definition of that is any book that you read on the beach. So, I think the last book that I took to the beach that I was just absolutely sucked into was a book called Educated by Tara Westover. I think it came out in 2018. Did you ever read that book?
I know about it. I haven't read it. I'm very familiar.
It is fascinating. It is also a memoir, but it reads like fiction. I hope she writes a fiction book one day because she's one of those writers that has both of those muscle groups. I think she could write nonfiction, she could write fiction, she can do it all. But it talks about her upbringing in this survivalist household. She didn't set foot into a classroom until she was 17 years old. And her mother was not diligent on the homeschool front either. But she, on her own steam, ends up earning a PhD from this lauded university. And it is just absolutely incredible and just also incredibly weird, this experience that she had. So I highly recommend Educated by Tara Westover.
That's great. What's the best place for people to find this list online of the Amazon's top 10 list of best books so far in 2021?
You just go to amazon.com/bestbooksofar.
That's great. Well, again, we've been speaking with Aaron Kotacek, books editor at Amazon.com, about Amazon's top 10 list of best books so far in 2021. If you want a good book for this summer, check out the list. And Aaron, thanks for joining us today to talk books and summer reading.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
The Reading and Writing Podcast is brought to you by Libro FM. Libro.fm lets you purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore. You can pick from more than 185,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company out there, but you'll be part of a different story. One that supports your local community and your local bookstore. If you're new to audiobooks, they're the perfect way to get more books into your busy life. You can listen during your commute, while doing chores, walking the dog, or just relaxing at home. All you need is a smartphone and the free Libro.fm app. If you already love audiobooks and don't know what to listen to next, check out recommendations and curated lists from people who know audiobooks best, your local bookseller. Here's your special offer from the Reading and Writing Podcast. Get two audiobooks for the price of one today with your first month of membership with the code RWPODCAST at checkout. This offer is only valid for new members in Canada and the U.S. Check out Libro.fm today.